The Green Room with Orla Barry on News Talk.
What's the loneliest you've ever felt? Well, this question was posed by writer and illustrator Kristen Radke as she began work on her latest graphic essay collection entitled Seek You, Essays on American Loneliness. And Kristen Radke joins us this evening from Hudson in New York. Tell me why you asked the question, Kristen.
Well, I've been working on this collection about loneliness. It started when I moved to New York and I began observing people alone in public settings, which New York is an amazing place to be alone. Yeah. Everyone's alone in New York. You know, you can eat alone in New York and no one looks at you strangely. You know, you spend so much time by yourself, even though you're often in big public groups. So I started drawing people alone in public. And then I started asking these questions about, you know, what's the difference between loneliness and isolation? What does loneliness do to our minds and our bodies? And as I started working on this project and chatting about it just casually with friends and acquaintances, so many people began just sharing these stories of their, you know, these deeply lonely moments. And I was just amazed by how familiar they all felt and by how quickly they could be recalled.
And it's interesting, just speaking of New York for a second, because we've spoken here on the programme plenty of times with, you know, writers and actors, etc. from New York. And one point that Glynis MacNicol, who wrote this book about turning 40 and being single as a woman in New York, one of the great things she was telling us one night about New York is that you can do all these things alone, that you can eat in New York as a single woman out alone and no one takes any notice. And we saw it all as a positive thing. But in fact, is there another side to it that maybe society has encouraged people so much to be independent and single and do our own thing that it's in its own way promoting a sense of loneliness?
Well, that's exactly right. I love the idea that we can all be independent and solitary. And I think if we're artists and writers and thinkers, we have to spend a lot of time alone. I mean, it's essential in order for us to get work done and to have that space to think. But when we prize independence so much, it often leads to isolation. And when we think about what isolation does, you know, it's relatively new that scientists have been studying the effects of loneliness, but the effects are profound. I mean, they've discovered it's one of the most dangerous things that can happen to your health is for you to feel chronically lonely. I mean, it takes years off of your life, and it remaps sort of the way that your body responds to illness or stress, and it remaps even the makeup of your human cells.
So when you asked the question and people began responding, first of all, were you surprised at how lonely people felt?
Sort of, or I was maybe more surprised that people were so excited to talk about it. I mean, people really seemed like they'd been waiting to talk about it for forever. They just seemed, because there is this sort of stigma about loneliness. Like if you admit that you're lonely, you know, it means that there's something wrong with you. Yet so many of us are lonely all of the time. You know, I think like we destigmatize depression and all of these things, but maybe not loneliness. So I was surprised by how willing people were to share, and then how specific the memories were. You know, it's so often people were talking about, you know, like this one moment from age 17 or this, you know, or maybe this entire year from when they were 35. You know, there's always these really specific memories, I think, because they are so painful.
And were there similarities between a lot of them? I mean, I know you said some of it resonated with you. Did you find that a lot of people kind of went through the same emotions as a result of the same circumstances?
Yeah, I think that moments of change can be a really lonely moment when we have to recalibrate our lives, or, you know, after a breakup or divorce, or even just a move across country or to a different city. And one thing I was really interested by is how so many people talked about the loneliness of childhood, which I found to be very lonely just because being a kid is so boring because you can't do anything. And, you know, if you're not bored, it's harder to feel lonely. But there's, you know, when you have these swaths of time in which you can't be occupied with anything because there are so many limitations on you, it's really easy to feel confined and lonely.
And these response then, because you were gathering it yourself for your upcoming collection. So will they all feature in the collection?
I think so. I'm about a year and a half away from finishing the book. So at this point, anything could happen, I think. Yeah.
And how will those people who kind of open their hearts to you feel about seeing it in print and in illustrations? Because you're an illustrator.
Yeah. Well, I spoke with everyone about including their stories, and I asked for their permission before I did so. I think generally people are really excited to see themselves drawn. It's sort of a fun thing. I love it when people draw me.
And then the other question is, will people want to read it, Kristen? You know, given that it's a tough subject in itself, right, will people want to read these stories about loneliness, which really cuts to the core, I guess, and the toughest part of being human?
I hope so. One of the things that I'm always really moved by whenever I put anything out there about this project, like after the piece that you're speaking about here, which was just published earlier this week, is that I get a lot of letters from people who are sharing their stories with me then. You know, I heard from someone who was housebound for 3 years because he had a health problem, and he talked about that. And, you know, there's just, it feels like people want to add to the conversation, and they feel heard by hearing other stories as well.
And given that, where did you say you traveled from when you came to New York and you began this project? Where were you before that?
I was living in Louisville, Kentucky, which was for a job I was working in for a small publishing house there. And that was probably my loneliest experience. Mm-hmm. It was I just wasn't familiar kind of with the culture of the South. And one of the things that made me so lonely there is that everyone drove. So there was never, mm-hmm. when you drive from place to place and there's not a lot of, you know, walking down the street passing mm-hmm. people, you don't have those chance encounters.
So we began by talking about how New York can drive the sense of loneliness, but actually you felt your loneliness yeah. in Louisville, Kentucky. Yeah, so interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can never predict. Well, fascinating. And it'll be interesting to see the further answers that you get to a question like this. We'll be looking forward to seeing your essay collection. It is entitled CQ Essays on American Loneliness. Kristen, lovely to talk to you this evening, and thanks so much
for taking the time
out for us.
Thank you for having me.
Cheers. That's Kristen Radke, illustrator and writer, joining us from New York this evening. She asked the question, she wrote about it this week: what's the loneliest you've ever felt?
News Talk 106 to 108.